Egyptians clamored for change in January 2011, and they got it. 7 years later, reality has made for a somber outlook. But analysts say some things have changed for the better.
There is a lot of criticism of the president, of officials, which never happened, for example, 50 or 60 years ago under Nasser. So Egypt is progressing, and but don't compare it to whatever happened in countries that took them civil wars and centuries to develop their democracy.
Unlike Syria and Libya, Egypt avoided a civil war, with the military steering away from violence, but at the same time clamping down on new freedoms. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi was elected president in 2014, replacing Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Now el-Sisi wants another term. Some voters are apathetic, others unhappy, but some want him to stay.
He is rebuilding the Egyptian army. He is rebuilding the Egyptian economy, infrastructure. He is tackling a lot of difficult issues like the population explosion.
But Egypt is polarized, with Islamists angry at el-Sisi for overthrowing the Muslim Brotherhood. Liberal voters lament the loss of some freedoms. Most believe Egypt still needs to recover from the Arab Spring.
But there are sensitivities around sovereignty, and there's more of a feeling of nationalism than in many countries in the Middle East, because this is, of course, a very old land with an ancient civilization. There's a sense of wounded nationalism, a sense that the country is behind where it deserves to be economically and politically.
El-Sisi faces a weak opposition and is widely favored to win re-election.
The existing government wants to ensure that Sisi is re-elected, but they also have a public that wants to believe that Egypt is a democracy after all the political costs they have paid since 2011 for that.
No one expects a perfect election, but analysts say it still shows how far Egypt has come in the stormy years since Tahrir Square. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.